From Land Grant Brewing Company, Columbus, Ohio.
Right in front, dude.
Just make sure to get a bunch of spittle, like all over the mic.
Yeah, I'm good at that.
Oh, that's good.
Did you like that? Were you recording that one?
Yeah.
Land Grant Brewing presents Land Grant University, Beers with the Brewers.
Welcome again to Beers with the Brewers. Who's ready to jump on the bandwagon? And I'm talking a super duper double dry hopped, hazy fruity, juicy New England IPA bandwagon chock full of Citra Mosaic hops.
Yeah, maybe I should add a BJCP approved style description as well.
Absolutely. So on the podcast this week, I'm Mark. That was Walt Keys. Also today, Dan Schaefer.
Ahoy.
And Chris Helderman.
Hello.
Hello, and hello, podcast listeners. This week's podcast is about the return of Bandwagon. Juicy tropical citrus and stone fruit, and
so dank.
Yeah, for sure. Dank as hell. Thanks, Azure.
So we had a request last week from one Dan Schaefer that we bring back the chili at least. Are we ready for that this week, Dan? I mean, it's getting a little warmer now.
Yeah, I was outside this afternoon. It was super nice out, but I've got a hankering for some chili. I think it's supposed to hit the 70s this weekend, maybe next weekend.
Okay.
It always heats up when Rutgers comes to town.
Oh, it's, yeah.
That's what they say. The Scarlet Knights will be here to relieve us of all of our election anxiety. What are we talking about? What are we doing? A podcast?
Yeah, podcast. That's right. You forgot. I know.
There's
other things to look at, but I think we'll be looking at those for weeks, maybe months to come.
Yeah, I'll stop refreshing the New York Times election results page for a second and go to the our notes. Here we go. The aforementioned Rutgers Scarlet Knights football team is coming to town, and that means they're going to play Ohio State in football on Saturday. That's going to be a night kickoff, 7:30. It's going to be real nice this weekend, so I don't know if you knew this, but we got a big old Jumbotron out there in the beer garden. So get your buns down here and get a spot, because it's gonna be a good Saturday.
Oh yeah!
So come down here early, get your place, get your view, get some Ray Rays, have a beer, hang out, cheer on the Bucks, see if we can knock off Rutgers somehow. They're pretty good. Anyway, and then after that, on Sunday, you're going to come back here and you're going to do yoga to get your mind right with our friends from Moto Yoga. That's at 10 a.m. If you're interested in that, hit up their social media stuff and get signed up. Those classes fill up. And I imagine with the nice weather this weekend, that one will fill up pretty quick. Crew SC play at 3:30 on Sunday as well. And we'll have Browns and all that fun stuff as well. And if for some reason you want to sit inside during a pandemic, you can do that. And the tap room is now open as well. So limited seating, keeping everything safe. But obviously screens inside as well if you want to check out something that's not on the big Jumbotron. Trivia Tuesday is rolling on. We're just going to keep that going every Tuesday night trivia with our good friend Travis Hoischer. And crew play again Wednesday night. And shout out to all of our food trucks. Monday night, we got Street Time. Tuesday night, we've got Satan's Realm, vegan food. And Wednesdays, Two Fat Indians. And then, of course, Ray Ray's here Thursday through Sunday.
I think Satan's Realm might be changing up soon.
Oh, I know that they're opening their own restaurant.
That's right. That's right.
That could change up their schedule. But anyway, So come get them while you can. I think I heard Dan getting the holiday decorations out of the attic just now, and he's probably preparing for the holiday market, which is going to start here in the beer garden on Black Friday, which would be the day after Thanksgiving, which would also be November 27th, and that's going to run on weekends to Christmas Eve, Fridays through Sundays. So, yeah, that should be a lot of fun. We're working on a cool list of vendors and stuff, selling locally made goods and stuff, and we'll have some food and some music and some beer and some curling. So yeah, go to landgrantbrewing.com for more details on all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
That's a pretty full event calendar.
Glad tidings are on the way, Walt.
Yeah, happy days could be here again someday. Knock on wood.
Yeah, well, I got a beer in front of me. How about you guys?
Working on it.
I got half a beer in front of me.
Half a beer in a nice Spiegelau glass.
Ooh, a Spiegelau glass. Very nice. Yeah. Is that an IPA glass?
I don't know. It should
be. That's a next level commitment.
Does it have the little wiggly ribs at the bottom of the base?
No, it is not ribbed for...
Okay.
Well, you know what I'm talking about.
It's a family podcast.
I actually have that one upstairs.
Okay.
But no, this is a more of a tulip style.
Understood.
It's what I use as my typical beer tasting glass. Because it works pretty well for all styles. But I do have the IPA glass, and yeah. I do enjoy drinking out of that one a lot.
Yeah, I used to have four of them. Now I have one. I keep breaking them. They are thin.
Yes, well, to say the least.
You keep inviting Pat Woodward over your house. It's going to happen.
Yeah, you will have that. Well, what do you fellas know about the bandwagon, other than it is...
So dang.
Oh.
Well, as you mentioned, this is Citra Mosaic. Is the hop combo here, equal parts of both, keeping it simple. 8.5% ABV, 37-ish IBUs. As usual, this is sort of our double hazy grist. So our base silo malt and equal parts malt oats, red wheat, and as I've did on concentrate and have been doing with some of these bigger beers, adding just a little bit of dextrose to dry them out, make them a little bit more drinkable. Yeah, so I'm trying to think back what our other bandwagons have been. The first one was just, we did one because we hadn't done a hazy before, correct?
That's right.
Yes.
El Dorado and CTZ. And
the other one was Centennial Simcoe, and one of my personal favorite hops is Rakow!
Yes. Nice.
So yeah, that was a... That one was really good. I really like that one. It was entitled, the working title was Bandwagon Stone Fruit. So that recipe would throw out some stone fruit flavors. So that would be a very good description.
Nice. Because that's a fun one to say. I will say my favorite hop name to say is Wakatu.
Okay.
We can all have our opinions, Walt.
Well, I mean, everybody's got their own favorites.
I don't know if it's the best, tastes the best. It's just my favorite one to say.
My favorite hop is Fuggles.
Fuggles, yeah.
That's a good
one. Have we ever used Fuggles?
Yeah, it's in Franklin and Pub Ale.
Oh, yeah.
That's right, yeah.
When are we bringing back Franklin and Pub Ale?
It's a very British-sounding word, Fuggles.
It'll come back when the tap room comes back in full swing and I wear down marketing and enough that they will say whatever, Chris.
It's a perfectly fitting pub ale for the pub to be reopened, so all good. Back to Bandwagon, though.
A beer that tastes nothing like a pub ale.
Right?
Or ESB. Or
apologies, that was completely, well, not completely, but I left the door open for Chris to amble through, so.
As he tends to do.
But this, from the name, sort of poking fun at ourselves, this is, Simcoe and Mosaic are best buds. You can put them together in anything, and it's going to be very, very good. It's a slam dunk. The tropical elements of the two really play off one another. There is that dankness that keeps it from getting...
So dank.
There you go. I think you do get a little bit of the berry from Mosaic pulls through on this. Some nice citrusy notes. I don't know. Also, My Little Monsters might be thumping around in a neighboring room. Apologies for that.
Well, they're having fun.
Yeah, one of them played hooky today, and I think it took them all of an hour to recover back to full vigor. So he's got it all back now. I was very happy with how this turned out. And everything works for this. The mouthfeel of the grist, the hops playing off one another. It's, you know, a little bit of hop bitterness, not a ton, just enough to keep you honest. And actually, the yeast strain works really well with these two hops too. Our house Horn and Doll like strain with sort of stone fruit and pineapple plays well with both of these hops too.
I get a lot of, what do they say, overripe fruit out of this as well, which is one of my favorite flavors in a big IPA. Other people call it rotten fruit, which I don't disagree with, but it is...
doesn't sound as appetizing.
No, no, it doesn't, but it really... I think it really pulls, I don't know, some good sweet flavors that end pretty quickly. I don't know. I really like it.
Yeah. Hey, everybody, I'm about 3/4 of the way through mine so far, which I feel like is I'm drinking at a pretty good clip here. I'm curious what you guys think about how crushable this beer is.
How crushable is it?
Quarantine edition.
I've literally been sitting in my computer refreshing NewYorkTimes.com election
results
for what seems to be about 75 hours. And I'll say if that's what you're up to, this is a 6.
That's I'm not sure if any of that's really responsible for mental health at this state. But
well, is it, though? It might actually be a good mental health thing.
No, I meant refreshing the page over and over. I think everybody just needs to go away for a month and come back and see what happened.
So I would say if you were in the midst of a razor-thin election and super anxious, it's a 6.
All right. Man, bold.
Normally it's a 3.
Double it. it's a light 3. It's a light 3 normally.
On your average Wednesday, it's a 3.
Yeah.
And 3 is probably too many anyway.
Yeah.
I think I could do a hard 3 responsibly. Like Walt said, it's probably a bit too much anyway, but this goes down pretty easily. And 4 is getting into the maybe too much fun zone.
Oh, yeah. You'd be flying right into the danger zone on that one.
Yeah.
We recently watched Top Gun for the first time ever.
What? For the first time ever?
I know.
Were you just born?
Say to them.
You know, I'd seen scenes and I'd obviously heard all the hot tracks from the soundtrack, but I'd never seen the movie all the way through.
Wow.
Until recently.
I didn't even know your kind was out there.
Well, you know, and so we went right out and got ourselves a membership at a sand volleyball club.
I was going to ask how you explain that to the girls. That would be quite awkward.
Yeah, right?
Hey, it's just what men do. It plays a lot of sand volleyball.
Yeah, it sounds to me like you went out and got a membership to Blockbuster Video.
No, it was on Amazon Prime or something.
Okay.
Thanks, though.
Well, what about you, Dan? You crushing over there?
Oh, me? I've just been crushing when you guys have been talking. Yeah, this is a 3. On an election anxiety level, it's a 6-pack.
Yeah, I can see that. Well,
or if you're watching Top Gun, it's a 6.
Oh, there you go. Okay.
Drink 6 of these in the runtime of Top Gun. And you'll be
in
the hospital.
Do you have any drinking games with that, Walt, that you've invented since discovering this film?
Every time Maverick is 10 times worse than Iceman, you drink.
That is a very inviting movie to have beers with, because everyone just looks hot. Like, in addition to being physically attractive, like everyone is just, you'd think all they do is just sweat out there. So
they get the jumpsuits
on looks hot
and run out in the heat. And it's all sweat.
I love it. Well, I'm not one to buck any trends, and I'm going with a 3 on this. I think it'd be perfect if everybody was at home for the day. You had a buddy to split your 6-pack with there in the neighborhood. You're probably okay with 3 it up. Okay.
Would you say you're jumping on the bandwagon of the
Yep, I am. I'm just going to jump right on the bandwagon with you guys. Go there through. So there's a question from a listener this week.
Sure is.
When you control the mail, you control information.
Yep. Thank you, Newman.
The question reads, Do you mostly use your own yeast? Or do you use White Labs Omega ETC? This comes from a fellow named Greg. And Greg, what goes into picking the right yeast for your beer?
We get most of our yeast from ETC Labs out there in Omaha.
That's perfect.
Mm-hmm. Well, yes.
I don't actually.
Yes, we do use yeast.
Yep.
yeast it comes is the thing from Omega. I do think there's value in only using a few strains of yeast and really figuring out how to use them to the best of their ability. And so for our Horn and Dahl strain, we are able to rip that at 95 and get all these really nice tropical and stone fruit esters that work really well with our hoppy beers. And at the same time, if we drop that down to 75, you still get those esters, but they're really at a much reduced level. So it's quite versatile. And also we pretty much do all lagers with our Danish Omega strain. Well, we've done cream ales with that as well. Mm-hmm. If you go a little warmer, you get just a little bit of fruity ester out of it, but still produce big, clean beer. So it's a philosophy that's worked well for us. It also works very well from a yeast management perspective, although keep your eyes peeled. We've got some interesting, we'll say, Belgian-y strains that we'll be using tomorrow. Watch this space. And also, I think we've sort of touched on before our souring yeast that we are playing around with now and trying to figure out. That's all the things that I can think of.
As far as do we use our own yeast or, you know, do we get it from somewhere? So I don't just give everyone a little peek into yeast. So yeast has typically over the years been developed into pure strains, and that's typically what you're getting. Horn and Dahl is actually a blend of a few pure strains that they did. So that yeast is very predictable. Well, what they found is yeast changes over time. So to get that predictability, you can only reuse it so many times before it has quote-unquote mutated enough that it may start producing other flavors, not acting like you're used to. So we will renew our yeast pitch. And so what Omega and every other yeast supplier does is they have a cryo frozen sample that they have, and then they split that off and prop it up into bigger batches and then cryo those and everything. So basically you can get a very consistent yeast for a very, very, very long time by keeping that at White Labs or Omega or wherever. And you know it's going to be consistent every time. If you order the Horn and Dahl from Omega, it's going to be just like your last Horn and Dahl pitch that you got from Omega. And that lets you be consistent with beers that are the same, and then also lets you be consistent with knowing what your yeast is going to do while brewing different beers. So we do ours for about 10 generations, and then we'll get in a new pitch to make sure we don't have any drift. And each yeast is different as far as how long they can go before you'll need to get in a new pitch. There are some breweries that really tout the fact that they have never gotten a new pitch. They have used the same yeast for years and years and years. And that's really cool in its own right. Like that's pretty awesome that you have kept that going and it's still producing great beer with how you want it to. I think that's super cool. It's nothing that I think we're going to do at Land Grant, just because of how our production schedule goes and everything. But I think that is really cool as well.
Yeah, in a lot of cases, that's mutated into something totally unique to their brewery probably at some point.
Yes. People take really good care. They do mixed fermentations of their, blend that is kind of natural to their area. Gives it their brewery a nice terroir, potentially. There's a lot of people that have their... like Boulevard comes to mind. What is it? Tank 7?
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Where they don't... We did a collaboration with them, and we were just kind of half joking. Hey, we should use Tank 7 yeast, and they just basically said no. That's ours.
Said that pretty quick, huh?
Yeah, yeah. Which I don't blame him. Like I said, it was mostly a joke. I mean, if they said yes, we'd be like, this is awesome.
Right. Didn't want to let that one out of the house. I could see that. Well, cool. Thank you, Greg. One word, Greg. And contacting us at the cheers@landgrantbrewing.com email this week. And anybody else has any questions, feel free to hit us up any way you can communicate with us. And
yeah,
Greg,
except for, the phone.
Except for the phone. Only on Walt's personal number. And then come down to the tap room, grab yourself a free t-shirt anytime. Just let the bartenders know you are one word, Greg.
You are one word, Greg. Just come in and say that. They'll know what's up.
They'll know what's up. Yeah. Hint, hint, wink, wink. Okay. So upcoming episodes of Beers with the Brewers next week will be the triumphant return of Mr. Balloon Hands. This time he is a tart ale with cranberry and cherry.
Oh.
Just in time for cranberry sauce, sounds like.
Just in time.
You know it's November. Thanksgiving's coming up.
I know what you're saying. Just in time for cranberry sauce. All right, we got anything else we need to discuss? Any more hot Top Gun take?
Yeah.
No, I'm just so you know, I'm doing the teeth biting. The
oh,
the Iceman does.
You Iceman teeth bit us?
Yeah.
I mean, go back and watch that movie and tell me if Maverick isn't the biggest jerk in the world and Iceman
oh, no.
just an advocate for safety in the workplace.
No, you're absolutely right. I think that's what's best about that movie is the fact you're rooting for Maverick, but if you step back even half an inch and look at it, you're like, no, wait a second, he's the worst.
Yeah, I mean, I get if I would have seen that movie when I was a 10-year-old boy, I would have been all over like Maverick. That would have been where it's at. But like watching it as a 36-year-old business owner, I was just like, he just doesn't want everyone to die at work, was really what Iceman was about.
That's good.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Iceman was the good guy and Maverick was the bad guy in that movie. Or I guess you could argue that the mysterious Migs were the bad guy, but you know, I think Iceman got a bad rap. I don't know. Go watch that movie and send us a question about it. We'll talk more about it next week.
Questions from a listener next week only on Top Gun. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, we're doing a full Top Gun episode of Beers with the Brewers next week.
With special guest star Michael Ironsides.
So yeah, and Mr. Balloon Hands will float by as we are up in there, so to speak.
Michael Ironside will not be on the podcast.
Who's Michael Ironside? That's a cool
name.
He's
a jester.
Oh, okay.
Also, he's no longer with us, so...
So he probably won't be a guest on the podcast.
If you're drinking a bandwagon, pour one
is
out.
Is he?
Yeah. Yeah, he... Yeah.
It says he's right, still alive.
Is it? Okay. No, I'm thinking of Tom Skerritt. I'm sorry.
You're trying to spread rumors?
Someone I mean, he's 70 years old. Like, he's getting up there, but...
No. I'm thinking of Tom Skerritt.
I really think the podcast is coming together. Finally.
It is.
All right.
It's really very tightly knit, you know, very well constructed.
Tom Skerritt's still alive, too. What are you doing, Dan? He's 87, but he's still kicking.
Yeah, I'm claiming
it's probably
fake
Tom
news.
Cruise that I'm thinking of. I think it's Tom Cruise. I think Tom he had a heart attack in the middle of a volleyball game and just keeled over.
Too much oil.
And Val Kilmer's like, in your face!
Now, Val Kilmer, holy cow.
No, Val Kilmer probably would have ran and got the defibrillator things and saved his life. Because he watched the safety video. All right. Let's end this thing.
All right.
Everybody, thanks for listening.
Before somebody else dies, let's get out of here.
Before Dan kills somebody else.
Oh, man. Another hit episode, fellas.
Oh, hell yeah. Best one yet.
Yeah, thanks for listening. Have a great night.
Bye, everybody.
Out.